Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we geek out so hard, even our AI agents need a coffee break.
I'm Jamie, your resident explain it to me like I'm five host, and I still haven't figured out why my AI fridge keeps ordering oat milk.
And I'm Alex, here to break down all the complicated, nerdy stuff, like why HTTP status codes are suddenly back in fashion. Today, we're diving into the wild world of AI agent payments and the X402 standards race of 2026.
I have to admit, Alex, when I first heard AI agents can pay for things now, my wallet got nervous. Are we talking about robots outbidding me on sneakers?
Not yet, Jamie. But we are talking about AI agents acting as actual economic participants, meaning they can buy stuff, subscribe to APIs, maybe even tip your favorite podcasters. The crazy part? They can do all that without you filling out endless forms or typing in your card number.
Wait, so my bot can just, go out and buy itself a Netflix subscription while I'm sleeping?
In theory, yes, if you set the right permissions. But let's back up and talk about how we got here. For ages, agents could browse the web and call APIs, but if they hit a paywall, game over. The web just wasn't built for one program to pay another. Until now.
Enter the X402 Foundation, right? I saw the Linux Foundation launched it with, 40 big-name members?
Right. On July 14th, 2026, the Linux Foundation announced the X402 Foundation was officially live, with a who's who of tech and finance. Visa, MasterCard, Google, Stripe, AWS, Coinbase. The list goes on.
Okay, so what is X402, besides sounding like a rejected Star Wars droid?
Great question. X402 is an open standard for agent payments. The name comes from the old HTTP 402, Payment Required Status Code. It was in the original web spec, but nobody ever used it, until now. With X402, when an agent hits a paid resource, the server shoots back a 402, says, hey, cough up some money, the agent pays, retries, and boom, access granted.
So no more create an account, verify your email, tell us your first pet's name stuff?
Exactly. The whole thing is designed for machine speed, frictionless payments. The agent just needs a pre-authorized wallet. Early versions mostly use stablecoins like USD, super fast and cheap, but the protocol is payment agnostic, cards, crypto, whatever.
Okay, but X402 isn't the only game in town, right? I heard Google has AP2, OpenAI and Stripe have ACP, and the card giants have their own thing going. What's the difference?
You've been doing your homework. So here's how it shakes out. X402 is like the everybody's invited open standard, focusing on payments at the HTTP layer. Google's AP2 is more about creating a cryptographically signed paper trail for every purchase. Think intent mandate, cart mandate, and payment mandate, each as a verifiable credential.
So AP2 is like buying with receipts, while X402 is just pay and play?
Pretty much. Then you've got ACP from OpenAI and Stripe and the card networks. MasterCard's Agent Pay, and Visa's Intelligent Commerce. The card networks are extending their existing infrastructure to work with agents, but X402, AP2, and ACP are trying to build something more open and neutral.
But here's what I don't get. If Visa and MasterCard are making their own agent payment tools, why did they join the X402 Foundation? Are they just hedging their bets?
Exactly. It's like the standards version of having both Android and iOS chargers in your bag. You don't know which one you'll need, so you carry both. The big players want to make sure they're at the table, no matter which protocol wins.
So, is this going to be another VHS versus Betamax thing, or are we heading towards some epic convergence where everything just works together?
The optimistic view is convergence. By putting X402 under the Linux Foundation, everyone's signaling they want a neutral, interoperable standard. But with five or more competing protocols and all these big egos, companies, involved, we could be living with a mess of overlapping standards for a while.
So if I'm building an AI agent today, do I just pick a protocol and pray?
Please don't. The smart move is to build your agent's spending rules, identity, scopes, spending caps, and approval gates as your own layer. Treat the payment protocol underneath as swappable. Don't bet everything on one horse when the standards race is still at the starting line.
Got it. So don't hard code your agent to buy you coffee only through AP2, or you might be stuck with black coffee forever.
Exactly. And remember, all these standards are trying to solve three big problems: making sure your agent is who it says it is, scoping what it's allowed to buy, and putting spending limits in place. No one wants rogue bots shopping for Ferraris on your behalf.
Unless you're really into Ferraris. But seriously, the stakes here are huge, right? I saw some McKinsey number thrown around, trillions in agentic commerce by 2030.
That's right, $3 to $5 trillion globally, just from agent-driven transactions. We're wiring up the next phase of the economy, and the rules are literally being written now.
Wild. I remember when agent meant Clippy popping up in Word. Now agents are moving money around.
And hopefully, with a lot less annoying pop-ups.
Speak for yourself. If my agent ever offers to help me with my taxes, I'm uninstalling it.
So bottom line, the X402 Foundation launch marks a major shift from experiments to actual infrastructure for agent payments. But with so many standards and so many players, it's way too early to declare a winner.
Build flexibly, watch the space, and maybe keep your agent's wallet on a leash.
Couldn't have said it better. That's it for today's Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of agent payments.
If you liked what you heard, subscribe, tell your AI assistant to tune in, and maybe leave us a review, with or without stablecoins.
We'll be back soon with more tech news, interviews, and a little humor to keep your bots and you smiling.
Until next time, keep it nerdy.